I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The health ministry in Kabul, Afghanistan does confirm the death toll at 95, with 162 others wounded after a suicide bomber blew up an ambulance outside a crowded government building Saturday. The Taliban instantly took responsibility for plotting the attack. A spokesman for the insurgent group said the target was a crowd of personnel with the Afghan security force. And there was plenty of reaction from the international community as well as locally.
Whoever is doing the killing is not a Muslim. A Muslim would never do this. I was there, and there were lots of people killed and wounded.
The White House released a statement condemning the attack, saying that this murderous attack renews our resolve and that of our Afghan partners. Police in Moscow detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny at a rally he called to protest Russia's March presidential election. Navalny tweeted, "I have been detained," and urged his followers to join the demonstration. Earlier Sunday, Moscow police broke into Navalny's headquarters, where live video streams showed the police questioning and detaining several of his staff members. The opposition leader says the March vote should be boycotted, calling them pseudo-elections. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres responds to the news that a United Nations peacekeeper from Pakistan was killed in an ambush Saturday in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A spokesman not only says that Guterres condemned the killing, but has also called on all armed groups in the DRC to lay down their arms and seek to resolve their grievances peacefully. The peacekeeper was deployed with the UN Stabilization Mission in the DRC. This is VOA News. Even in a regional parliament vote, former Catalan president Carles Puigdemont is chosen to retake that post. Spain's top court has moved to block him from doing so. The Constitutional Court ruled that the fugitive ex-president could not rule from abroad if he's returned to the presidential post in a regional parliament vote Tuesday. Puigdemont has said that he could not be or could be sworn in remotely via video conference session. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has said that Puigdemont cannot act as a Catalan president while in exile, and that if he is chosen, then the suspension of Catalonia's autonomy will remain in effect. The White House is not releasing the details of President Trump's State of the Union address to occur Tuesday night, but he is expected to discuss several key issues. He will discuss a return to what one senior administration official calls clarity about our friends and adversaries. He's also expected to talk about North Korea, Iran, and Afghanistan. Analysts have diverse expectations for that speech. Morton Blackwell is a member of the president's Republican Party.
I'm confident things are going to turn around in terms of the poll with respect to the Republican versus Democrats. I think the president's popularity is going to go up.
Mr. Trump also faces a sharply divided country, according to Democrat Jim Kessler.
These speeches give you a bit of time to get, you know, reintroduce yourself to voters. A lot of voters have made up their mind about him, though.
And VOA will provide complete coverage of the State of the Union beginning Wednesday at 1:45 Universal Time. Meanwhile, refugees, Muslims, and their supporters gathered at the White House, where they protested against the president's travel ban from mostly Muslim nations. Reuters' Nathan Nefrandino reporting.
No more wars, no more fear. Refugees are welcome here.
Solidarity rang loud and clear in front of the White House as about 100 people protested against President Donald Trump's travel ban. The policy blocks entry into the U.S. of people from six Muslim-majority countries, Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. The rally marked the first anniversary of Trump's first attempt to launch the policy, which he has said is critical to national security.
Justice!
His executive action sparked chaos at airports across the country. Legal challenges later prompted several revisions, with his third version due to go before the U.S. Supreme Court in April.
A French woman has been found alive on the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers have not yet been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. The pair, Tomasz Makowicz from Poland and Elizabeth Revel of France, were attempting to scale the more than 8,000-meter mountain, but they got stuck at 7,400 meters and called for help. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
From Washington, VOA presents...